Proverbs 21, verses 17 through 31. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth the life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. O Lord, give us strength to pursue after you, to pursue after your wisdom, your righteousness, and your mercy. Oh, how we long to be wise and prudent, and upright and merciful, patient and gracious in your eyes, so that we might truly be righteous in your eyes, and so that we might have life with you in your kingdom, and be safe in your presence forever and ever. Because he that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth a life, righteousness, and honor. Glory to God, and praise his name. So let us seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and mercy. And let us reject the love of earthly pleasures and fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Because those who choose the pleasures of this life shall certainly be found bankrupt before Christ at his judgment seat, stripped of what little they seem to have had, and cast into outer darkness. Let us not love the oil and wine of the earth, for then we shall never partake of the riches of the inheritance of Christ. But let us love the oil and wine of Christ and his Spirit, the anointing of the Lord, in his blood, for he was made sin for us, taking our wickedness upon him, and he was numbered with the transgressors, so that he might be the full ransom for us who flee to him for refuge and are made righteous by his grace. Oh, truly there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. So let us not be as the foolish man, or as the angry and contentious woman, spending up all the glorious gifts of God on ourselves, and driving our bridegroom to forsake his house and go out into the wilderness to gather wild branches to graft in to the place where the natural branches were broken off for their pride and hardness of hearts. But let us learn to be still and hear the word of God. Let us receive it with all readiness of mind, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. Because whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. And a false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. No matter how wise or successful or clever someone appears or seems to be, if their wisdom and understanding do not line up with the wisdom and ways of our Lord Jesus Christ, then that man is proud and haughty and blind and foolish and has no wisdom nor understanding. Because there is no wisdom nor understanding nor counsel against the Lord. And when you see that man's wrath, you will see what he truly is. For proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. And the sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? And a wicked man hardeneth his face. But praise God, if we humble ourselves and diligently seek after righteousness and mercy, and if we are not slothful, because the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor, he coveteth greedily all the day long. And so if we're not slothful, but patiently and persistently follow after uprightness, then we can have the assurance that the Lord will direct our way. For the righteous giveth and spareth not, and as for the upright, he directeth his way. And so let us resolve to seek the Lord, to be righteous and upright in his eyes. And we can make our necessary preparations, but ultimately, let us know and understand that safety is of the Lord. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Because there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Proverbs 21, verses 17 through 31.